10,066, Richard Root Jr., northeast of U.S. Route 13, being lots 3 and 4 within James R. Lowry subdivision, a variance from the side yard setback requirement and the maximum square footage requirement for a billboard.
You might want to send these down.
Give an address. 26205 Sussex Highway.
Take a look at what's existing.
Okay, and you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We have some pictures here.
There's some pictures.
Okay, thank you.
There's only one set, so share.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What I was trying to do is we're starting to actually build four rental buildings on there.
Mm-hmm.
I have only one copy I can hand over there. But the sign, the way it shows on here, looks like the sign's away from the building. But when the buildings go up, the sign actually be right into the building. So we were trying to get a variance to move it over to the property line, over to the edge of it, which I own that property adjacent to it, too.
Okay, let me get a look at this here. Get one for yourself.
Yeah, it all the way it shows all four buildings on there.
Oh, okay. It's all this one.
Yeah, the sign that's there is already pre-existing.
The sign already exists?
The sign's already there. It's already existing.
How is that?
How is that?
How is it there and doesn't have a variance?
He's asking to replace it, aren't you?
I'm trying to remove it. Yeah, I want to move it over.
I got you.
Yeah, so that way it's not in the way of the buildings. Right now, when the buildings get, it's going to be right into the building, so it's really going to be an eyesore right at the building. So I want to move it over between the two property lines, which I own the other property, too.
Are you going to put it on a monopole or type of structure?
Whatever you all recommend to be, but I was going to put it back the same way it was, but whatever needs to be done to...
Careful when you say that, because monopoles aren't cheap.
Oh, okay. Now, I'd like to go back the way it is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, they're not, so...
Be two-sided? You have advertising on both sides?
Yes.
And double stack.
Yeah, it's over top each other, two on each side. We've already got the parking lot laid out in there right now. We've got the pad set up for the buildings. The ponds are in. The drainage is just about ready for approval for the ponds. Slow process.
How long has the billboard been there?
Since?
Probably 15 to 20 years. It actually used to have the wigwam on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, years ago. I remember it being on there.
Placed it.
But I've been there since 95. It was there way back then.
97.
12 or 13 years. Okay.
Okay.
We're trying to, what we're trying to do, John, is we're have the inspectors go out there and take, when we have something like this, the existing sign, so you can get some kind of idea what is existing there now. That's what threw me the curve when you said what.
So you want to put it 5 feet from the property line?
Yes.
You want to make it bigger than it is now?
No, I want to make it the same size, or you know, I have to make it a little bit smaller.
600 square feet, right, what you're asking for?
Yeah.
No, he's at...
It's actually bigger, I think, right now. Yeah, I was going to downsize it, I think, is what it shows on there.
You're only allowed...
He's asking for a variance of 360 square feet from the maximum of 600.
Is that what you're asking
yes.
for?
Yes.
Okay, so you're asking for more square footage on
right.
that side.
Well, it's bigger than that right now. It's actually going to downsize
it. So was there a variance before for that?
No.
So
Pre-existing.
Said that before. Pre-70, huh?
Yeah, it's way back.
That's 720. And double-sided.
Yes.
Okay, each panel is 10 by 24, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to keep the same panels then? Or?
Well, I'm going to downsize them a little of what they are right now. I guess they're, however it comes out to be, I, I measured them all up, and then I think it actually brings them down. The way they're set up right now, the panels are up higher. It's up above its height requirement, and I actually have to drop them down where they have the space in between them now. It's like 4 foot spacing it to drop down one over top of the other, so that way it gets everything back down into the height limits.
So you're asking for a variance on each side of how much? You got two, right? Two sides.
Yeah, the total of it was like 300 and some over top of the 600.
Okay.
360.
Yes.
To be able to over that 600.
Over the 600.
Allowable 600 yes. square feet.
Okay, so you want a 360 foot variance.
Yeah, so that's what you need. And 5 feet from the property line.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you have to be 5 feet from the property line?
Well, I guess it could have a little more, but she said if when I was at planning and zoning, she said if I went 10, then I'd have to come back later. But if I got the variance for 5, it's easier to go. If I had a little bit extra room to come back over towards the buildings, because I didn't want it right up against the building, you know, where the building's going to be set there, because you still got to have your 25 foot off the highway, so it kicks it back by the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not right up against the buildings.
I think that's what the board was looking for. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
Answer to why.
I just trying to keep it away from the building, so it still gives it a look, so it doesn't make the buildings look bad and everything.
Okay. You still meet the 25 feet there with by doing that.
Do what?
I said that way you'll be not be on the building, but you'll still meet your
right. I'll still be able to do my 25 foot setback.
25 foot setback.
Be all right. Yeah, because the building's like almost I think it's 40 foot away from the property line, so that just about puts it in between the buildings.
Yeah, and we looked
that way. There's no problem.
Yeah, it was close.
Okay.
It meets all the other requirements from other buildings and whatnot.
And 5 foot height, no problem with your 25
foot
height?
No, I'll keep it at the 25 foot height. That's where I'm going to bring the signs together. Right now, if on that picture, you can see there's like a gap in between them, like 4 foot.
Yeah, bring it down.
So I'm going to bring it right together so that way there's no gap and I can still stay at the 25 foot requirement.
You meet them all, but just that one. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,066 as discussed, as I don't feel it offers essential care to the neighborhood. It looks to me like it'd be an improvement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,066. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.